Well, hi there.
Hey.
Listening to the podcast. Thank you so much.
Look at you.
This is In Case You Missed It. We're your lovely hosts, Jason and Tony, for In Case You Missed It. This morning we talked about the most popular baby names from 2018, and people are using video game names.
Video games, y'all.
BabyCenter.com has just released the list of the most popular baby names for 2018.
Pause just for a second. But whenever you think about Guitar Center and you go in there and there's guitars hanging around, if you say the word Baby Center,
right,
don't that look weird in your mind?
It does now. It didn't before, but thank you for that.
I don't know. Just Baby Center don't sound normal. Go ahead.
They had the list of the most popular baby names for 2018, and for the ninth year in a row, Sophia was the number one for girls.
That's pretty. I like Sophia.
And also one of the Golden Girls, so check mark. Jackson was the number one for boys for the sixth year in a row.
That's a cool name. I know some Jacksons. Good name.
Some other girls in the top 10 list: Olivia, Emma, Ava, Isabella, Aria, Riley, Amelia, Mia, and Layla. And then with the boys, of course, number one was Jackson, then Liam, Noah, Aiden, Caden, Grayson, Lucas, Mason, Oliver, and Elijah.
When I was little, I had a crush on Layla. She was cute.
Baby Center also noticed some trends this year, including some inspired by Fortnite.
Fortnite.
So there's
for
people
your names?
Yeah, there's people naming their babies after Fortnite characters like Rogue and Bunny.
From a game, y'all.
Yeah.
You don't get your baby's name off of a game.
Think about this, Tony, for just a second. Let's say that back in the 80s, a bunch of moms decided to name their kids after video game characters.
Yeah, right.
Could you imagine the names?
More like Mario?
Yes, you'd have a Mario. There'd be a ton of Marios.
His best friends would be Luigi.
Luigi, they'd all be matched up.
Busting their heads and things.
I mean, granted, that would be funny to say, Mario, Luigi.
Get over here. What about Donkey Kong? It'd be weird to be that kid Donkey.
Donkey Kong Randolph.
Dadgummit. Pac-Man.
He'd be a big eater.
It'd be Pac-Boy till he grew up,
right,
wouldn't he?
Right,
come here, Pac-Boy.
And then he'd get married, and then that would be Miss Pac-Man.
Oh, goodness. I could name a kid Sonic.
Ah. He'd be the hedgehog. That'd be his.
They're vintage games. Yeah. Pong. Pong. Or go even further back, name him Tic-Tac-Toe.
Found out today that Tony's the master of the first date. As long as it's at a convenience store.
Gas station.
There's a dating app called Clover.
I ain't found the Clover.
A dating app you don't know about?
Well, I mean, I know the old, plenty of farmers and whatever.
Plenty of farmers.
D-Harmony or D-Harmonize or whatever that is.
This app has 3.5 million users.
Wow.
And they were talking about first dates. And the 10 most popular first date spots are Starbucks is number one.
Starbucks?
I guess it says, hey, baby, I'm not afraid to spend way too much money on coffee for you. Number two is Chick-fil-A.
Yay, Chick-fil-A.
Now, I think Chick-fil-A, that's good. You're good American, God-fearing person.
Yeah, and you don't mind waiting in a long line at a drive-thru window.
And then you also know you're not going to go on a date on Sunday.
Yeah, that's true. So Chick-fil-A.
Let's see here. Texas Roadhouse, Panera Bread, Chipotle, Olive Garden, Buffalo Wild Wings, and the Cheesecake Factory all made the top 10. Now, when you get on down to number 17, and the way I look at this, this is still in the top 25, so I'm kind of blown away by it. It's 7-Eleven / convenience stores.
Convenience stores?
How can you have a first date at a convenience store?
The old convenience store first date.
Surely you hadn't done that, Tony.
Well, Jason, I hate to toot my own horn or brag, but...
Or brag.
Yeah, well, I have kind of mastered the old gas station date back in my more playing day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, what if, let's say somebody was dumb enough to take a date for their first date to a convenience store. Let's say that someone's actually going to do that.
Frugal enough.
What? Okay, frugal enough. What are some pointers then that you could give for a good convenience store first date?
Your perfect gas station date starts with parking your sweetie near the front door. Because every woman wants to feel like you're showing them off.
Right. And if you park by the front door, they're right there by everybody.
That says I'm proud of her.
That does.
Right there.
All right.
By the newspaper machine. Right there. The second pointer to a perfect gas station date.
Yeah.
Look for gas station specials.
Oh.
Corn dogs, pizza puffs, and stale biscuits, they sell cheaper after they've been there too long. Your sweet new love will be impressed with your savings.
Uh-huh. Boy, girls love it when you save
some money.
They do, boy. All right, that's two good ones.
Second good pointer. All right, third pointer.
Is this the last pointer?
Yeah, last one. Perfect gas station date. Let your date drink out of the Slurpee maker. Because you won't use a cup,
right.
Thus cuts down on waste and prevents global warming.
And cost, too, because you might be able to get through and then not even know you had one.
Mm-hmm. And, hey, doing like a couple Slurpee machine drinking?
Oh, two straws?
Drinky-drinky together?
I think that might. No, it won't. I just can't help but think first date at a convenience store is doing the whole Lady and Tramp thing with the taquito. Yeah. I think how odd that would look. Hello, Hank.
Hey, that last episode might explain why Tony's still available.
Because he's taking girls to the convenience store on first dates?
No, because he's trying to date a sane woman where she knows better than to act like what he's talking about. He needs to date them crazy women.
No, Foster. Now you say crazy. Now think about this, gentlemen.
Okay.
Do you know how cool you look whenever you're dating a cougar and you show up at a tiger market?
Yeah. There you go. That explains it right there.
Our would you rather today was, would you rather have a mini me that looks like you, it's about a foot tall,
mm-hmm.
or would you rather be the mini me for yourself?
It was a fun discussion, y'all.
That was up at Jason and Tony on Facebook.
Hey, morning, Jason and Tony.
What's
morning.
Up?
Morning.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys that I'm a field service mechanic for SCAT.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
And if I had a mini me, I would have him in places that I couldn't get.
Yeah, right.
Which, if you didn't say that you worked on big, heavy equipment, would sound really weird out of context, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It would.
Now, would you give your mini me a special name, or would it just be your name, but
little?
It'd just be Little Larry.
Little Larry.
Little Larry. You go, hey, yeah. Little Larry.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now, now here's another question. And while we got you on the phone, I'm going to ask it. Would you let your mini-me go out on dates with other mini-me's, like girl mini-me's?
Probably.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Would you want your mini-me to marry the mini-me of your wife?
Aww.
Yep.
Oh,
wouldn't that be sweet?
Good answer.
Yes, I would.
Go,
yes.
Go Larry and Little Larry.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you, guys.
See ya. The big shopping day was Friday. Monday broke all kinds of records. But back in the day, in the alternative history, there was actually another big shopping day.
Who knew?
So we have this film strip for you to explain it all.
Today, let's look back into the alternative history of the first big day of shopping, which ironically started here. It was called Red Wednesday. Unlike the love and peace we share now on Black Friday, Red Wednesday was a day of violence and bloodshed. Stores had cages where they tossed in the hottest new Christmas gifts. Then shoppers fought tooth and nail and sometimes an eyeball as they ripped apart opponents to get the hot new present, like bar soap and sliced bread. One Christmas, shoppers fought for smallpox vaccine. Look at this picture of a community that comes together for Christmas carnage. Isn't that swell? Well, years have passed by since then, and now we get to witness the tranquility, sharing, and joy we know as Black Friday. Isn't it nice to know we're now so full of Christmas spirit, and such spirit started here?
Come to find out, Tony,
mm-hmm.
women would rather sleep with dogs than men.
I think there's a part of us fellas that kind of already knew this.
This is a study from Caniasis College in Buffalo, New York.
Caniasis?
Yeah, and it finds that women sleep better with dogs by their side instead of a man.
The
name of the college is Caniasis, like canine. Is it?
I bet they got a lousy football team. Hey, I'm defensive lineman for Caniasis.
To me, it sounds a little suspect that they're Caniasis College and they're talking about dogs being better than dudes.
Yeah,
come
right.
on. I smell something fishy there.
Dogs in the night.
They surveyed 962 women living in the United States. 55% slept with at least one dog, and 31% slept with at least one cat by their side. Mm-hmm. And 57% shared their bed with a human partner.
Right.
The study found that dogs who slept with their female owners were found to disturb sleep less than a human counterpart and provide stronger feelings of comfort and security.
No, now get out of here. Are you saying?
I'm saying that what they're saying is that women would rather sleep with a dog than a man, which I think explains the whole beard phenomenon.
Yeah,
because they don't look good.
and every dude's got one.
So I believe
hipster thing.
I believe that this is that the reason women like beards so much is because it resembles a dog.
Yeah. So
you're walking around with a shih tzu on your face. And that's why the women like it.
She don't want to snuggle with you because you're wonderful beard.
No.
She wants to snuggle with you because you're a Pomeranian.
Tony had a brand new word of the day for you today.
You're welcome.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Flitter. Flitter is what happens if you eat a lot of beans and a lot of glitter. Flitter.
Last Tony's word of the day.
The best country lyric that was never, ever written and probably shouldn't have been written today.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He's a crossing guard at a bus stop, shaking his badonkey donk. The soccer moms go honk, honk, honk,
shaking his badonkey donk.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And as usual, we'll leave you with today's Real Good. First off, this story starts off with a dude just trying to get lucky, all right? That's how this Real Good gets started, but the ending is great.
All right, let's have it.
This guy named Billy Higgins, he looks like he's probably in his mid to late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
He recently signed up to donate bone marrow, all because he wanted to talk to a girl he saw standing in line.
Oh.
He was all like, she's hot. I'm going to donate bone marrow too.
I want to.
And I'm going to talk to her. That was the first thought in this Real Good. Remember that as we go through the rest.
He wanted to meet her, and I think that's sweet.
He wasn't even trying to be a good person. But it got him to sign up, and his bone marrow ended up saving the life of a 10-year-old boy named Rupert Cross.
Oh.
Rupert spent about 80 days in the hospital after he was diagnosed with a rare blood disorder. Then he matched with Billy's bone marrow, and the transplant completely cured him.
Yay!
Like, this kid is cured.
Billy's great.
Not
going to
happen again. Yeah.
All because of this gentleman.
They recently got to meet up for the first time, and Rupert's mom got so emotional about it, she couldn't stop crying.
You know it.
So that is good. I mean, Billy saved Rupert's life.
Right.
But then the story gets better.
All right, how does it get better?
Because remember how he got in line in the first place, the girl?
Because he was smitten by a woman's beauty?
Ended up getting married to that girl.
If that don't make your eyes swell.
I mean, that is God stuff right there. He put everybody in that situation.
Yes, he did.
And that's just amazing to me. So Billy, even though your intentions were...
Started out a little shady, but
it ended up good. In fact, it ended up real good.
Good.
That's it for the podcast today. Thank you for listening to it. Be sure to share it with your friends if you like it that much. If you don't like it that much, just don't tell your friends about it in case they find it and then they listen to
and
it.
And they like it.
And that way they won't be, ooh, Jason and Tony, my friend said not to listen to that. So just don't even say anything. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything nice at all. Y'all have a great time today, and we appreciate you listening too.
In case you missed it.